This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. When Tony Gwynn died yesterday, nearly every article and story mentioned the cause: salivary gland cancer after a baseball career spent using smokeless tobacco, or in the vernacular, dip or chew. Major League Baseball has been trying to get the stuff out of the game for a while now, but products like Skoal and Kodiak are still big sellers. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports that as cigarette sales slow, dip is giving big tobacco something to smile about.
Smokeless tobacco is about a $6 billion a year industry. It's a strong market, says Bloomberg Industries analyst Ken Shea.
Growing sales at about a 6% annual rate, which is pretty good, particularly when compared to cigarettes, which grow at about 1% a year.
Shea says cigarette sales still command 85% of total tobacco sales, but chew and snuff are growing. Part of the draw is that it's getting harder and harder to find a place where you can smoke. Harvard public health professor Gregory Connolly says R.J. Reynolds and Altria, parent company of Philip Morris, have also done a great job luring customers in.
You can get twice the amount of nicotine out of a tin of Copenhagen than you do out of a pack of Marlboros.
Connolly says regulations aren't as tight for smokeless tobacco as they are for cigarettes.
We banned all candy-like flavors, so you can't get cherry cigarettes, but totally exempted smokeless tobacco, so you can buy lemon smokeless tobacco, minty smokeless tobacco, you name it.
The National Institutes of Health consider chew a growing national problem. Northwestern oncologist Dr. Mark Ogolnik says he sees evidence of the product's popularity in his office every day.
We certainly see fewer smokers. The only group that has not changed over time is the group that's exposed to smokeless tobacco.
Ogolnik says he's not sure whether the death of a famous baseball player will slow smokeless tobacco sales, but the doctor says at least people are talking about chew, something they weren't doing last week. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.